So step 10 keeps me in alignment, because when I get out of alignment, step 10, if you're out of alignment, you're disturbed. If you're disturbed, get back in alignment. Use that step 10 on a spot check inventory to be in flow of grace and God and life itself as reality as it is. And then in the morning and in the evening, use meditation as a guideline and guidance as to how to live in reality, and then practice these principles. I spent all year looking at principles this year. I'm going to publish something at the end of the year on principles, all right? Because we don't have a list. There's lots of lists I'm building on the shoulders of giants. My own list based on my understanding, my knowledge, and my experience with the process. Principles of reality. This is the principles of reality. If we go against those principles, as I said, we will suffer. Practice these principles. That's what I tell all of the men I work with. If you're having trouble, try to identify what the principle is. What is the operating virtue or principle? Identify the principle. Always take the high road and always be generous. They said, do we always have to take the high road and be generous? I go, no. No, but you do always have to live with the consequences. Yeah? Right. I left the monastery in 1964 and I hung up my black robe and I didn't meditate again for another 25 years. Because I didn't know that meditation was a practice for consciousness. I didn't know that meditation was a practice to stay awake. I didn't know that meditation was the mechanism to stay in conscious contact with consciousness itself. I was a seeker until 1984. And even in the rooms of 12-step, I was a seeker until 1988. I got sober in 84, but I got awake in 1988. I became a finder in 1988, and finding is much better than seeking. And today, that's my goal. My goal is to consciously improve my consciousness so that I can be in relationship with consciousness itself with a capital C. And when I live in consciousness, my life works and flows, and I manage my life. I have managed my life for 35 years. I manage my life. That might be cacophonous sounds to you, meaning they irritate you. I hope it does, actually. I manage my life because that's my responsibility, to live in relationship and in alignment with reality, with God's will as I interpret it, and to adjust when, in fact, I find myself suffering. Even when my wife died, of course, there was pain, but I didn't suffer. I went through a grieving process, which I thought would take 6 months, because, you know, I'm a spiritual giant. It took 2 years, but I knew when it was done, and I was done, and I entered into a new room. I walked out of the grieving process into the freedom of, again, another level of the light. So we walk in the light. That's my most favorite thing, and we become lanterns of the light. This weekend, this convention, this conference has been a lantern that has shed light on my path so that I can walk it more successfully, and I hope I've done the same. Thank you.